Well, the government now expects the economy to be weaker this year than it did at the time of the pre-budget report in November. And that's because the final 3 months of 2008 were particularly grim. After the financial crisis of September, October, the economy here and everywhere else, for that matter, appeared to just fall straight off the edge of a cliff. And because that unlikely to meet the government's forecast, and in the pre-PBR, Alistair Darling was forecasting contraction this year of around 1%. Most of the current forecasts from the city economists and independent economists expect the economy to contract anywhere between 2% and 3%, and that will be the starting point for the Treasury's own forecast when they come to do them over the next few weeks.
So what does that mean in concrete terms? Does it mean that the measures that they introduced in November just haven't worked?
No, it doesn't mean that. It means that without those measures, things might be even worse this year than they currently stand to be. What it does mean, though, is that the government is having to look at the economy and assess whether additional measures may be necessary to supplement those that were announced 3 months ago, the VAT reduction and the bringing forward of capital expenditure. So the Chancellor is starting work this week and is going to have another look at the economy and decide whether a fresh package of measures is required for the budget, which will either take place early in March or early in April.
Have you been given any hints as to what they might be?
Yes, the Chancellor used to be the Industry Secretary, and when he was Industry Secretary, he identified some areas that he thought were going to be of strategic importance to the economy going forward. I mean, these are areas such as pharmaceuticals, the creative industries, and in particular, environmental technologies. This budget will be the first, which also contains a carbon budget, which will sort of lay out Britain's carbon footprint for coming years. And I gather that if there are to be measures, then Alistair Darling is quite keen on them creating the right sort of structure for the economy going forward. So I imagine there'll be measures to improve Britain's home insulation and to spend more money on reducing our carbon footprint. The same sort of idea that Barack Obama is coming up with in the US, which is to try and create a new army of green workers and to use this opportunity to change the way the economy is shaped.
I imagine it's going to be on a much smaller scale, though, knowing Britain.
Yeah. Well, Obama's package is thought to be in the region of 4 or 5% of GDP, which in the States is something like $800 billion. A similar package here would be something like £75 billion. Now, if you think about the PBR measures, they were around £20 billion, which was considered to be a very chunky package of measures. And I would be very, very surprised if the budget in March or April is more than that. In fact, it may well be less than that. I mean, the Treasury has not yet come up with any numbers because it's waiting to see what its own economic forecasts come up with. But given that we're already on course to borrow £118 billion in the next financial year, 2009-10, and that will be higher because the growth rate is going to be slower, the Chancellor will be wary, I'm sure, of freaking out the markets by borrowing too much. So this will be a sort of mini-me version of Obama's package, if you like.
Are we going to be able to spend our way out of recession if these packages do actually make it to policy?
$64,000 question. I think the government believes that it can, with a combination of interest rate cuts and special measures from the Bank of England and the banking package and some tax cuts and spending increases, shorten the duration of the recession and get the economy back on its feet more quickly. I mean, Darling has not given up hope that all those things will mean that we have what's known as a V-shaped recession, so that you go into it very quickly and come out of it very quickly. But it will really depend on what sort of traction he gets from the combination of all these things. The fiscal policy, tax and spending is only one part of that. And I think that one of the backgrounds to this is that Britain hosts a meeting of the G20 countries in early April, and that's a meeting designed to come up with a common international response to the crisis. One of Gordon Brown's main arguments is that all countries need to boost fiscal policy. They need to either cut taxes or increase spending or both in order to have a sort of coordinated global response to this. So Britain will have to do its bit. So this green package, if it appears, which I expect it will do, is our part of that.